Good morning. Today is Monday, November 29th, 2021. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. Residents of Pahrump, Nevada have filed a lawsuit challenging the state's district maps. They argue that the maps signed by Governor Steve Sisolak earlier this month are drawn in a way that denies voters their right to elect representatives of their choice. The maps drawn by the Nevada legislature split the town into two assembly districts. The lawsuit was filed earlier this month and argues that the way the town is split dilutes residents' voting power. This suit is the first to challenge the redistricting maps passed by the Democratic-controlled legislature and signed by the governor. Students in the Washoe County School District will be starting their day at the same time next year. The board reversed its preliminary decision to push the bell schedule back by 30 minutes for K-12 students. They changed their mind after hearing about the potential impacts to before and after school activities. Area 1 Superintendent Anne Marie Dixon presented some of the concerns for elementary school students who would have gone to class from 10 to 4.
Due to family work schedules, some students may need to arrive at school well before school starts. So that could be 2.5 to 3 hours prior to the start of the school day.
For middle and high school students, research shows it's beneficial for their sleep to start school later, but concerns were raised that would put student athletes in rush hour traffic after games. The board says it will revisit a bell change after doing more research. A new report by the Pew Charitable Trusts shows unemployment in our region is still lagging behind pre-pandemic levels, but it's not all bad news. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
Employment in the U.S. for the last fiscal year was almost 4 percentage points lower than what it had been before COVID arrived. That's a big improvement, but that recovery isn't playing out equally among the states. In Nevada, employment rates are 10% lower than what they had been. That's because the state relies on tourism, which was hit hard by the pandemic. Colorado and New Mexico are doing better, but both still have significant gaps in the labor market. But in Utah, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, the difference in employment now versus 2 years ago wasn't big enough to be statistically significant. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.
Officials say Nevada's share of new funding provided by the recently approved federal infrastructure legislation will likely help pay for expansions of the freeway system, transit improvements, and new technology to connect mobility systems. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports that the state will receive more than $83 million in the current fiscal year, an increase of 21%. The additional funding will total more than $520 million by the fifth year. Priorities set in the state's transportation plan include long-term needs of all transportation users, including cyclists, drivers, pedestrians, and public transit riders. As the region's hospitals are overrun with COVID patients, some hope monoclonal antibody treatments will ease the crisis. But the Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent says it's far from a panacea.
Western states are expanding monoclonal antibody treatment. It's an option after you get sick with COVID-19 that produces antibodies similar to those from the vaccine. The therapy reduces your chance of getting severely sick and going to the hospital. And some vaccine skeptics appear more open to this treatment. But it costs a lot more than the vaccine. Jennifer Reich studies vaccine behavior at University of Colorado, Denver.
These antibody treatments are exquisitely expensive. And so we're talking about something like $21,000 per vial. And right now, individuals are not seeing those costs because the federal government has paid for those vaccines and is paying for the cost of administration. But that's a time-limited solution.
That means tens of thousands of tax dollars are going to monoclonal antibody treatment when there's an alternative, the COVID-19 vaccine, which costs closer to $20 per person. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
And the Nevada Department of Education has created a grant program to support future Nevada educators. The Incentivizing Pathways to Teaching program will provide tuition assistance or stipends for college students studying to become teachers. The program aims at alleviating the financial hardship of completing a degree or student teaching assignment. The money is from federal coronavirus relief funds. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.